Welcome to the Rewire Podcast, episode 43, Rise and Rewire. Back again after another early morning run and some breath work. Today we did some breath work by the lake. Sun was rising. It was so beautiful. The days are getting longer. How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. I feel like we're getting stronger by the week. You know, it was freezing cold, and I don't even want to talk about the cold. It was just, it was something that I was looking forward to. And yeah, man, I like, as soon as you bundle up and get out there, I mean, I think I'm cold for maybe 30 seconds. And then as soon as you get into the physical activity, and even sitting there doing meditation.
Yeah, man, it was beautiful out there today. So like we wanted to talk a little bit today about the why. And the why is something that, you know, when I teach my courses and I coach people, it's a very, very important thing that we always come back to really anchor us into why we're about to create transformation, why we're getting outside of our comfort zones to make change. So we thought today we'd share a little bit about the why, what it means to us personally, what it means to anyone. So Rod, maybe we'll start there. And if you want to kind of share your thoughts around the why and what it means to you.
For sure. And I would even say, if there is people listening out there that are kind of starting their journey or thinking about, hey, I need some change, or I am in search of the best me or a better version of me. You have to kind of realize, we talked about this morning as well, is it's not a set it and forget it. I think it's, you know, even when I think of myself, my why even 6 months ago was drastically different for my why in my current state right now. And I asked that question as well, even when we're running and you're hobbling on your bum knee. You know, I asked that question on if somebody's coming into, even into meditation, I mean, something that they are a little bit curious about. Do they have to start with that why,
right?
Or can they just throw caution to the wind and enter it with hope? Because obviously, you know, even when I think of just last year, when I kind of jumped in with both feet, there was a lot of hope. You know, my why is definitely buttoned up now. But so I guess that's a quick question. I threw that back at you, but do you think that hope is enough to get
started? Yeah, that's a good question.
Or
I think
you kind of need to have some.
It's great to have hope, and
why
it's
you're even
important
starting.
To have faith in any process and really trust in that. So I think you really kind of need a combination of both. So I just wanted to share like a definition of why in a slide that I teach in my course. And it's like your why comes from within you. It's a feeling that compels you to do the work you want to do, even if it requires short-term sacrifice. You'll struggle with thoughts or self-doubt. Regardless of those sacrifices, you still feel driven to pursue the work you really want to do because it gives you meaning. So anchoring yourself to the actual why, I think, is very important. Just having faith and hope is wonderful, because you do have to have faith and hope that whatever your goal is that you're out to achieve, that it will manifest. But it's really that defined why that gets you out of bed in the morning at 5 o'clock or whatever your goal is. And the days you don't want to do it, it's really the why you have to come back to and be very intentional about that.
Right. No, that's beautiful, dude. And I feel like right now, even when I think of one of the things that, and we've talked about this at length as well, and, you know, where alcohol is just not serving me right now. And that why has changed a number of times, but it is pretty concrete right now that there was at some point, there was a breaking point for me that I kind of looked in the mirror and said to myself, you know, when I'm picking myself up after, and this is not me going on a bender, this is just me maybe, you know, going a bottle or two deep, where I went into it thinking, you know what, I'm just going to have a glass of wine, and the strength to not to stop at one, it just wasn't there. And after that two bottles, I was feeling pretty merry. But the next day, that, you know, that shame and the guilt, me picking myself up again, my family, just, they were getting kind of what was left of me. And that's where I made the decision that I want to give all of me. I want to be more present. And that's a big, big why for me right now, is obviously in the search of finding the best version of me. But that why is for my family, for my little girls. And that's what keeps me really on the path of getting up in the morning and not kind of, you know, opening my eyes and thinking, oh man, I'm not really sure. I get up and my why is crystal clear. And I get up with solid intentions, with excitement, with curiosity. And it just propels me into that day. So when they wake, I mean, they're waking up to all of me, you know, because I am just.
Oh, that's beautiful, brother. And you know, that's a great example of why the why is so important. I mean, it's really in those moments of weakness at times, you know. For example, if you want to, you know, the bottle of wine is there. That's the old habit or routine. But your why becomes so powerful that it overcomes those moments of weakness or in weakness and motivation potentially as well. And I wanted to add something based on a comment you made earlier about the why changing. And we talked a little bit about this morning on our run as well. And, you know, starting with why doesn't mean that's going to be the end all be all of what you're about to do and embark on whatever journey you're going to do. It's really a starting point, because sitting back and analyzing and planning and talking about what you're going to do gets you nowhere. You really got to take action. So the why is important, but the why will evolve. So if the why initially is just to get out there and start moving your body because of, you know, you keep hearing about the COVID 10 or 15, just to lose a few pounds, that might be the why for you initially, because you want to have a little more energy to do better at all the other areas of your life. But that why will evolve, and eventually that why may lead you to your purpose, which is absolutely powerful. I mean, the why creates meaning for you, but it might start to open up what your purpose is, and you may not have a clue what that is until you're actually on the path.
Wow, that's so bang on, dude. I'm telling you, and this is not something that I'm super proud of, but my why really did start back in the day with vanity. You know, I'm a pretty vain guy, and I finally have been able to look myself in the eye and say, okay, hey, I'm okay with it. I'm you know, I'm developing. I'm super well aware. But that really did start back in the day with some vanity behind it, which is fine. I mean, like, I think I was so tried to, you know, turn my back on it. But that was my why at the time. And I think that is where you have to realize that your why is going to change. And mine has changed, but it was a starting point for sure.
So speaking of why, I was just wondering why my podcast partner here is so technically challenged that if you only knew that today's podcast was supposed to start at 8 o'clock, and we finally got it rolling about 8:30 because of echoes and plugs and Rod trying to figure out his new fancy mic, and then we just got onto a good roll there about 8 minutes in, and then I was wondering why Rod disappeared while his laptop died, because he didn't have it plugged in. So
I thought that was the awkward silence that I was like, okay, I wonder where he is. I looked down on my fucking laptop, he's dead.
Yeah, that was another layer of awkward for sure. But yeah. All right, buddy. So to try to pick up where you left off, I don't know if you could still find your way back, but you were talking about your why initially being vanity. And, you know, I'll just make a comment on that before you get back into it. But
yeah,
you're talking to someone who's very externally driven through a large portion of my life, where everything was, my why was always about being the man at this, buying that tight blazer, you know, being ripped and jacked and tanned and whatever it was. But it was all just on the outside, and that's fine. It does move you to a certain point, but eventually you need to search for some more meaning, and that's really comes from within. And that's what is lasting. All these other things are quite temporary. And as we talked about this morning as well, as you get down this path a little bit further and you start to work on yourself and you start to open things up and you start to be vulnerable and you start to heal, then that service to others comes into play, inspiring other people as well.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think I had mentioned that to you as well. And again, this is going to sound super deep, but I feel like I'm starting to get that feeling that this is something that I was meant to do. It didn't start off comfortable, and it's still very, very uncomfortable to be jumping on the mic, and not even just because I'm not very, you know, good with technology and trying to get everything up. But I just the sound of my voice sometimes makes me cringe. You know, always wonder. And here's where I started to think to myself, okay, Rod, is this life threatening or is this ego threatening? And 99% of the time, it's ego threatening. Like even if I have a bad call here, or a bad podcast, or a bad show, or I didn't say the right things, like the Grim Reaper is not going to show up and take my life. You know, it might give me a little jolt to my ego, but I'm going to get better. And I truly believe that, yeah, my average voice might be speaking to the average person. That if I can inspire anyone out there that maybe has fallen and has forgotten how to rise, and I can be the voice behind a rise movement, knowing that, hey, all of our average voices together become great. I really feel like it's something that is not only motivating me, but hopefully, even if I motivate one person, I feel like it's a job well done, and it's something that I feel. I said this as well, that recruiting, I've been recruiting for 25 years, and you know, I was playing football out in Boston and somehow fell into recruiting. I always thought I don't know how I fell into it, but I fell into it. Maybe I didn't fall into it. Maybe that was just priming me to help people find the best version of themselves and help them rise to the top when it came to, you know, getting the, you know, career advancement or whatever it may be. I know that sounds pretty deep, but that's where I am. And I feel like that why is starting to, that little beacon is starting to get a little bit louder each and every week. And if I can even take it back to today with the meditation that we did at the end there, like it was powerful. You know, I came out of that breath work and it was a different feeling today. I felt like I had went somewhere and I was out of breath. But it was wonderful, and I felt really, really, really connected. So that sounds a little bit deep, but it feels right. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, you made a couple points there. One is that, you know, the small self or the ego is always, you know, trying to posture and be something and look and protect you. And when you have that why and you have that higher purpose, it doesn't matter. You override that that little voice that's saying that I sound weird. Like, and to your point, I don't necessarily listen to my own podcast or videos either. I find it a little cringy, but it's one of those things that, you know, you just keep going because this is why I'm here. This is what I'm doing. It flows through me and you start to help more people, and it's very powerful. And speaking of powerful and flow, to your point, that meditation this morning, sometimes set and setting is very important when you're doing a practice like that. And today we were, as I mentioned earlier, we were sitting right on the shoreline of Lake Ontario. It was windy. And so the waves were kind of rolling in, the sun was rising. Everything was just glazed with ice. It's minus double digit Celsius, but the sound of the water kind of crashing in while you're in that meditative state was so powerful. You just really become one with everything around you, and it and just fills your soul. It was pretty powerful, amazing.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. And even taking a step back to the why, I think if somebody's out there thinking, you know, where do you start? And I think even like we do this in business all the time. Like even when I think back with yourself and Gary and myself, you know, kind of when we were talking about selling software for within Akuma, we spent countless hours of figuring out the why. We started with the why, just like Simon Sinek said in his book. And, you know, we even spent money and time and effort into, you know, that, the infographic that, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. The infographic. I mean, so it's more visual, and again, it was all about the why. And you know, if you go into a presentation, you're spending a ton of time, you know, starting with the why. So we do this on a daily basis when it comes to our business and our professional life. And I think sometimes on the personal side, we kind of just get into autopilot and we don't start that morning off thinking, you know, why am I doing this? Why do I care? And if you haven't thought about these, you know, things of why, maybe you should ask the question of why you don't give a shit. Like that's maybe a good starting point as well.
Yeah. No, that's great, man. That's a great way to sort of do that self-analysis and be real with yourself, man. Because we have a massive capacity as human beings to fool ourselves into believing something that's not true about ourselves. So it's, and of course, when I preach meditation constantly, it's that self-examination to get to the truth. You make a good point, Rod. And you know, and just to give you a little bit of context of what he just said, you know, there's projects I've worked on in the past, different things where it's almost paralysis by analysis. You plan just for the right thing. But if anybody out there is listening who may not have, you know, they made resolutions this year and it's early February and it's already fallen off, you're feeling a little bit stuck, it's really important to take action, but have that why, have that strong intention of why you need to make this change, and then just start with the first step. Don't take on some massive goal initially if you're stuck. Just start by taking some action. Take that first step, and you know, if it's to lose a few pounds, just get out for a walk or something, and whatever it might be for you, but really action is so important. And the word ACT itself is an acronym for action creates transformation. And I love that one, because whenever I talk to people who are stuck, you know, they want to get from A to B. Well, what's the block? And typically the block is our own belief system and our own inactivity, our own lack of direction. So find your why. It can lead to your purpose, because if you can actually get to the point where you're keeping these promises to yourself and you're getting out there and you're doing these things for yourself, and then you realize, whoa, I just kind of passed another hurdle. I passed another hurdle. It's amazing how the universe conspires to help you continue to evolve on a level maybe you never imagined. And things just open up, and wonderful coincidences and even miracles present themselves. And you may even find yourself on the path of your true purpose and your true meaning in life, which is really what it's all about.
Wow. Very, very well said, dude. Very well said. And I'm going to put you on the spot again here with a question around why. But you know, for anyone that's listening, why should they be listening? Why should they rise with Rod or rewire with Brian Koons? You know, why listen to this podcast, you know, each and every week?
Well, I think everybody has greatness inside them. We all are connected to the same source of greatness. And to really feel that you're manifesting that somehow in your life, that you're really contributing to your, not only your own evolution, but to the collective, and the world needs that right now. So I believe everybody needs to just kind of try to step out of their own way a little bit and let that light shine through, because it's, you can buy all the cars and the jewelry and do all the things that you think bring joy, but that's just on the big picture. It's just a blip on the radar. It comes and goes. Just think about that any purchase that you've made that made you feel like you were something or accomplished something or brought you happiness, it's fading. It fades. And so I just always encourage everybody just to look inside and find their own greatness and, you know, rise and evolve, because the hardest part is getting started. You know, it's really hard. Change is hard at first, messy in the middle, but it's beautiful at the end.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree. And I think even on that note, where even if you look on the other side, I think sometimes people live in some of the negative thoughts, or, hey, I'm not there, or, you know, they're always comparing their self-worth to somebody else. Like, this is all controlled with your own thoughts. And I've started to realize, you know, especially last year, where those negative thoughts were just me allowing them to stay. If you realize that the pain and suffering is very seasonal, and it will pass unless you stop it from passing because you just hold on to it within your thoughts. It's obviously harder said than done, and some people are in different situations. But I think that was where the kind of light started to shine pretty brightly for me, is when I realized that if I'm holding on to something, it's going to stay a lot longer than I would like it to. So if you can kind of just realize that, hey, this, you know, sometimes these painful points, just like the good point, I mean, like they're, you know, those really positive feelings, you want to hold on to them for as long as you want, as you can, but sometimes they passed quicker than the negative ones. So hopefully that made a little bit of sense, but that's my two cents on that.
Yeah, brother. Well, I think you may have created our topic for next week, maybe something around thoughts, but that's a great point. I mean,
excellent.
Thoughts come and go. They're like clouds in the sky. They're secretions of the brain, and we do get attached to the good ones and even more attached to the bad ones at times. And those thoughts weave into stories and narratives, which can actually trap us in a box of ruminations for days at a time. But that's a completely different episode altogether.
Yeah.
But we'll leave it at that today, brother. But thanks for being here, man. And it was a great, great training session this morning. And we'll see everybody next week.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone. And listen, man, have yourself a great weekend. If you've been thinking about just getting out and doing something, just start. Maybe it's just starting with a walk. Maybe it's just starting with sitting out in the wilderness. Whatever it is, man, just get out there and enjoy yourself.